Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have to thank Dr. Luisson for his warm compliments, which I don't know how to demonstrate that it is 1 out of 100 is correct. Particularly about my eloquence in English, which is not true, because every now and then, every 1 year, we come to England for a couple of weeks, and all the time we are speaking Persian, so it is difficult to suddenly turn into English and speak with English people speaking. I wish to offer you a salam or salutude, and salutation. This word salam is a very rich word, because first of all it is the name of God, the beloved of lovers of the religion of love, and it means paradise as well. And it means serenity and peace and health, both mental and physical. And I wish to offer my greetings for the coming new year, new spring, and the Iranian Nowruz. And these times belong to Solomon according to our traditions. And if on the 13th day of Nowruz we go out, we have to go out, it is because people come to know that Solomon, the real Solomon, because Solomon for a time had lost his ring, and then a demon was ruling the whole country. So during Nowruz, Solomon found again his in the belly of a fish, and then he found it. That's why we eat fish during Nowruz, in the hope that we find back our heart, which is the Solomon, the ring of Solomon. So I greet you for the coming spring, as well as for the holy Easter and the glorious chariot of April, which is on the way. And I wish also to thank University of Exeter, Dr. Luisson, and all others who have contributed to create such an auspicious occasion to speak about love. But the salam of lovers in the religion of love, the best gift in the world is salam, salam of the beloved. If you hear just one greeting from him, that is sufficient for the blessing of the two worlds, for Hafiz, for Saadi. And Saadi says, من بعد از این اگر به دیاری سفر کنم هیچ ارمغانه ای نبرم جز سلام دوست. If I ever happen to take a journey to other countries, I would take no other gift than salutation from the friend. This is the salutation which Ibn al-Farz al-Misri refers in his poetry, that if I hear a salutation, my day would turn into evening. You may wonder why it is good, because in the evening it is the weather is good. If he responds to my greeting and returns back a salam, then my day would turn into night, which is good for in that climb, in that area. Hafiz also has many salam to offer you, like salami chobuye khosh ashnayi or salam dost. Salam dost shenidan salamat ast o saadat. It is health and blessing to hear the salutation of the friend, because the beloved has a variety of names in the religion of love. The God of love has a variety of names, and they are not opposing and clashing with each other. All are right. God has more than 999 names. He has every atom of the world is another name of God. So he says, Salam dus shenidan, it is a blessing to hear the salam of the friend. Man al muballigh anni ila su'ad salami. Su'ad is also a symbol, I mean a beloved, and a symbol of the beloved, of lovers with God. And also Hafiz offers you a musical salam, or a salam in musical expressions. Salamullah ma karra layali wa jawabat al masani wal masali. The salutation of God to you until so far as the night follows the days, means forever, and so far as the second string and the third string of the instrument would respond to each other, means forever. وجاوبت المساني والمسالي. So we want to speak of religion of love. There is actually, as Dr. Lewiston mentioned, there is a religion of love. A religion can properly be called the religion of love. It has existed. It comes out from our own hearts, because it is a universal religion. We all follow naturally the religion of love. If we purgate all superfluities, all prejudices, all superstitions, all inculcations, chronic inculcations for years and years in the mind of people, if we purgate all these, what remains? The gist and soul of all religions, that is the religion of love. In fact, religion of love is the common denominator of all religions. And basically, you could say that all religions are the religion of love if they are purgated. So, the religion of love, while it is something quite new, it is something very old, because from the very beginning, all religions actually were created out of love. Prophets were lovers. Moses was a lover. Jesus was a lover, the greatest lover. And that is why his main teaching was that you have to love your neighbor. You see, they are all based on love. And in the Quran, when he is describing Muhammad, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, a prophet has come to you from your own nation, from among the people. And what are his qualities? عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنِتُمْ. It's very hard for him to see you be sorrowful and be in pain and be suffering. He cannot suffer it. He cannot suffer your sorrows. That is why he is calling you to religion, calling you to paradise, calling you to a new life. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. He is calling you to something which brings you a new life. So, the religion of love, of which I have given the main manifest by Muhyiddin al-Arabi in Persian calligraphy, as well as the main text and the English translation, Lagassara, you have heard it many times, but it's good to repeat love, because love is never repeated. Every time it has a new it is a new experience. Lagassara qalbi qabilan kulla suratin. My heart is receptacle, is receiving of all forms. My heart is a meadow for the gazelle. It is a convent for the Christian monk. It is a temple for idolater, and it is a Kaaba for the Muslim pilgrim. My heart is the tables of Torah and the book of Quran. I ride the steed of love wherever it takes me, or the camel of love wherever it takes me, and this is my creed and this is my religion. Adinu bidin al-hub means I follow the religion of love. He is probably the first one who has used and expressed his attachment and following the religion of love. Of course, the religion of love in Persian literature starts, I think, by Rudaki. He is the first one in a very beautiful couplet that دلبر ما وسوسه عاشقی از تو پذیرد نپذیرد نماز. Our beloved, who is God, the first line is this: روی به محراب نهادن چه سود، دل به بخارا و بتان تراز. It is no use to you turn your face, you orient your face towards Kaaba while your heart is looking back to the for your own selfish desires. Our دلبر ما, our beloved, will not accept those ritual prayers from you. He will accept the frenzy of love, the zeal of love from you. If you show that I'm a lover, then it's all. Then you are praying, then you are serving, you are adoring your Creator. But if there is no love, then you are just following certain forms. Rumi says, "Anche mardom mikonat buzinaham, mikonat kaz mard binat dam bedam." The monkey would just imitate whatever men do. He said, just like this or like that, and then goes down and then comes up. This is, what is this? If it doesn't have a meaning. But if it does have a meaning, در نمازم, as Hafiz says, در نمازم خم ابروی تو در یاد آمد. In my prayer, all of a sudden, I happened to see your eyebrows. And then I was so intoxicated that I forgot about all. As Rumi says, I don't know when I am doing my prayer, I don't know whether this is the first rak'at or the eighth rak'at, or whether I don't know what I'm saying actually, because I am drowned in love. So after and before, of course, Rudaki, there has been expressions of this religion of love. You know, Hallaj is the great lover who signed the pledge of his love like Jesus Christ on the cross. Oscar Wilde says Jesus Christ married humanity, all humanity, on the cross, and he signed it on the cross with his sufferings. He signed his proposal and he married all humanity, and he will take all to paradise with himself, because he has to take his wife with him. Yeah. So Hallaj says, Ana ala mazhab rabbi, inni ala mazhab rabbi, I am following the religion of my Lord. Actually, in the Quran, people are called to follow the religion, I mean, the way of their Lord, which is actually the way of God, the way of love. The relationship between man and God is not always servant and Lord. It is lover and beloved, or sometimes more, friend and friend. They both have one name. I am your friend, you are my friend, Wali means a friend. God is your Wali. God is your friend. And you are Waliullah. And you can be the friend of God. And God is very careful about his, considerate about his lovers. There is a very beautiful story by Attar that once in a city people didn't believe in God, and they were in negligence, having their own superficial revelries, and all of a sudden God sent them a very wonderful blessing, but in the form of a famine. It stopped raining and everything was dry, and people were thirsty and hungry and they didn't know what to do. So they went to the king and said, "Well, what sort of king are you? Go and ask the skies for the rain." He said, "Well, I have no power up in the sky. What can I do?" They said, "Well, you can go to St. George Gerges, who was the prophet of the time. You can go to him and he has a relationship. He can send an email to God and you can receive an answer." So with the number of his soldiers, he went to the door of Gerges and said, "Well, send your Gabriel to God and ask, how is it that he has stopped raining? If he doesn't start raining, if he doesn't send us raining, then I would do such and such." So the Gabriel went up and returned after the time. He said, "Well, God says, you cannot see me, you can't do anything to me. What threat is it? What would you like to do? You don't see me even where I'm sitting." The king said, "Well, yes, it is true, but you have friends here among people. I will take them, I will put them in dungeons, and I flog them, I throw some before ferocious animals, and I will do all sorts of these things." So Gabriel went up again, and then he returned and said, "Well, yes, God says, okay, I will send rain. Don't touch my friends," because he loves his friends. "Don't touch my friends. I will send the rain." So he sent the rain and everything was green and good again. But after a time, the king awakened to a new experience. And then he came to George and said, "What else do you want?" He said, "Well, send your Gabriel to God and say we are all going to be his friend, because he is very considerate of his friends. It's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful to have such a good friend that even he can have a compromise with his enemies in order to keep his friends. So we want to be the friend of him." So the relationship is friendship. In friendship, which is even higher than love, because in love, you are the lover and he is the beloved. But in friendship, you are a friend, he is a friend. They have equal names. So Sa'di, Hafiz, Sana'i, they all have references to this religion. Sa'di even is calling Musalmanan as if he is not a Muslim. "Oh, Muslims, mara shakib nimi bashad, Musalmanan, zeruye khub, lakum dinukum wali dini. I cannot be patient not to look at the fair, beautiful girls, at the fair beauties. Your religion belongs to you and my religion belongs to me." According to the Quran, there is a verse that "Lakum dinukum wali dini," and mine is a different religion. And Rumi says, "Mazhab ashiq ze mazhab ha judast, ashiqan ra mazhab o millat khodast." The religion of lovers is God. Even the Quran, their scripture, the scripture of lovers, is the face of the beloved. Ishq-o mazhab bare ma, ishq-e rukh-e dilbar mast. Deen-o mazhab bare ma, ishq-e rukh-e dilbar mast. پیش ارباب نظر دین مصحح این است. For the elite, for the great people, their true religion is to be in love with the face of the beloved. And Hafiz says, whatever commentary I don't like Zamakhshari, a Kashaf, a 10-volume commentary on the Quran. My Quran is the face of my beloved. And then, روی خوبت آیتی از لطف بر ما کشف کرد. Your beautiful face is a verse of grace and mercy. So whatever we write in our commentary is grace and mercy and goodness. We can't write anything else because we are writing from those verses, from your face. All the verses are verses of grace and beauty. And سعدی says, سعدی شیرین سخن, این همه شور از کجا? He is asking himself, or somebody is asking سعدی, how did you get so much frenzy and so much ecstasy in your life? He said, شاهد ما آیتیست, این همه تفسیر او. My beloved is a wonderful verse. It's a wonderful scripture, and I am, and whatever I write, all my books and poetry and Gulistan and Bustan, nothing but a commentary of his eyebrows, of his eyes, and of his lips. So there is a religion of love, which is not in a particular country on earth, but it is in the realm of gold. Mostly you can find these lovers in the realm of gold. There are kings, there have been kings in the world who got treasures out of spoiling and conquered lands and killing people. But there have been other kings. These lovers are kings, like Saadi and Hafiz and Nizami. They created treasures, they created lands, they created countries, they created heavens and earth. خیز و بیا ملک سنایی ببین. You have been to China, you have been to New York, you have been everywhere. Now come to the country of سنایی and see what a wonderful land is there. It is love shire, if you could say. It is love home shire. Now, what are the main characteristics of this religion of love? First of all, it starts with God, like other religions. But God is not only one, but He is the one essential reality and truth, and there is nothing but Him. When you say there is one God, it means it is not true, and there is only one God somewhere, and there are the earth and me and you and everything else. But when they say there is one, it means there is only one. You know, in Persian, when we say a story is for children, the preamble is یکی بود یکی نبود غیر از خدا هیچ کس نبود. Means there was one and there was no one else. And except God, there was nobody in the world. And Sufis said, it is still the same, there is nobody in the world. It is not true that there was God and then He created the world. There is only one God, and that's all. And that God, we can show in a circle, an infinite circle. Nothing is out of this circle. This is the circle of love, in fact. Because God, as absolute truth, absolute existence, absolute reality, it cannot be two, it is only one. And since it is infinite, so nothing else remains for others. When God is infinite, Attar has a very beautiful poem. Have you accepted that God is infinite? Then there is no ma siwa Allah, there is nothing except God. هیچ چیز از بی نهایت بی شکی چون نمی ماند کجا ماند یکی. Since infinity doesn't come to an end, so when God comes to an end until you start, until the earth and creatures would start, God never finishes. So he goes on and on, he covers everything. So everything is in God, not out of God, not separated, not independent. There is one substance. This is what Shakespeare also refers to God as substance. What substance art thou? That millions and billions of shadows tend from this, hang themselves to this substance. And the wonderful thing is that the substance is only one, but there are millions of shadows, each different from the other. But usually one thing has only one shadow, while since God is the light of the world, and the light creates innumerable shadows. So this one substance which is the source of the theory of unity of being. Unity of being is a theory. Of course, it is developed by Muhyiddin al-Arabi and some other great poets like Ibn al-Fariz, and before that by some Greek thinkers. But whatever it is, it comes out of our nature. We all believe in the unity of being. I wonder why the clergymen, the clerical authorities, they say, well, this is heresy. You cannot accept but this. If how can you believe in duality of love? What is duality of being? Being is one. Being can't be two. Existence is just one substance covering the whole being. It has filled every atom of the world. So, first of all, you can have no doubt about it. Because if you doubt in God, whether God is or not, he isn't. Because he is not to be doubted. How can you doubt what has filled the whole world and you are within it? When how can a fish deny water in which he is moving? So this unity of being, that there is only one. In the beginning there was only one, and according to Hafez, the Big Bang, I mean the beginning of creation, is not a Big Bang. The beginning of creation is my love, because this single substance, he was conscious of his own eternal beauty and infinite beauty. So consciousness in front of beauty. Farabi, the great philosopher, says, well, put them together and then what comes out? Love. Because beauty is present in front of consciousness, in front of understanding, in front of comprehension. So when you are in the presence of infinite beauty, infinite love is created. And here the lover and the beloved and love are one, because there is only one substance. So he is in love with himself. And according to Hafez, he is still in love with himself, and he loves no one else but himself. And he loves you because you are one of his own manifestations. Theophany. So if we divide this like this Buddhist symbol, this is a lover, the conscious part of God, the one who sees, the one who looks at himself and beholds his own beauty. This is the lover, this is the first lover. And the beauty which is again not a part of the circle, but the whole view, the whole circle, is beloved. So the first pair of beings, pair of lovers, the first Romeo and Juliet, the first Layli and Majnun, was God in love with him. And Rumi says, این من و ما بهر آن برساختی تا تو با خود نرد خدمت باختی. You have created me and I and you and he so that you could make love with yourself. تا من و ماها همه یک جان شوند، مرد و زن چون یک شوند آن یک توی. When a woman and a man in love, they associate and they are in union, in love, then it is you. If they are not one, then they are far from you. But if they are one together, then مرد و زن چون یک شوند, when a man and a woman become one, then it is you. So این من و ما بهر آن برساختی تا تو با خود نرد خدمت باختی. تا من و ماها همه یک جان شوند, عاقبت مستغرق جانان شوند. I and you and he and she, when we all get together and become one, then that's God. So this beloved part expressed himself, manifested in the form of woman. In the humankind, a woman is the beloved. And it is said, according to some stories, that God, for the first time, take the form of Eve and then went to Adam to see if he knows him or not. He went to Adam, "Do you know me?" Said, they asked, "What did Adam say when he first saw Eve?" He said, "Madam, I'm Adam." But he didn't know that this Eve is his own Lord, is his own creator. So he created Eve so that he could make love with himself. And that is why there is another story that when Adam and Eve were about to be driven out of paradise for the sin they have not done, and Hafiz has many references that it wasn't our sin, but since we are a lover doesn't clash with his beloved. Say, if you say it is my fault, it is my fault. See, so gunah agarche nabood ikhtiyar ma, Hafiz to dar tariq adab kush o gunah man ast. Be courteous and don't have a clash with your beloved. Say, yes, it is my fault, while it wasn't your fault at all. But the devil, Satan, he didn't know this. He was not courteous. He was bi-adab. He wasn't courteous. He said, you yourself incited me or stimulated me to do so and so. And so God said, go out of paradise. But for Adam, although he was sinful, God gave him graces and turned Adam into a prophet. So when they were about to be driven out, one day Adam went to God. They were leaving in a few days. They had a flight in a few days to their exile place. We don't know where it is, where we are now. It's exile. And said, "Oh my God, I can bear anything, but I cannot bear your separation. What can I do without you? Where are you going to send me to the earth? How can I find you there? I would die without you. My nourishment is seeing you." Because angels live by looking at God. When they are hungry, they go and see God and they go home. They just recite some praise and see God. English people say that the angels sing in the language of Beethoven when they are before God. But en famille, they speak Mozart. See, this when they are together. So they go to God and then they receive their food. قدرت چیز جبریل از مطبخ نبود. The Gabriel, who was an angel, he did not eat anything out of the kitchen. But he went to his God and he looked at his God. It actually means that we are nourished by beauty. If we look at beauty, if you associate a beautiful one, then you are fed. You are properly fed. This Hans Christian Andersen, he narrates that once I was a little child and I didn't have money except for a few pence in my pocket, and it was cold and I was hungry. I went to a shop and I bought one of the books of Sir Walter Scott. I read it and I became warm and I became full. So spiritual nourishment comes from beauty, comes from goodness, comes from truth. So he went to God and said, I can't stand your separation. What can I do? God said, well, very quietly, he said, I'm coming with you. He said, how? I'm sending Eve with you. So I'm coming with you. So he came down with us. And he says, Hova ma'akum. He is with you. Don't you see him? Why don't you see him? He's all around you. Look this way, look that way, look to the sky. You can't miss me. You can't miss me. چه بهانه باشد آن را که تو را ندیده باشد. So the beginning of love is this poem by Hafez. در ازل he gives the story. In pre-eternity, پرتو حسنت, the light of your beauty, the تجلی دم زد, was manifested. عشق پیدا شد, love came into being. This beauty manifested and love was created. عشق پیدا شد و آتش به همه عالم زد. Love is a fire. Of course, Shakespeare says love is a smoke from the size of the lovers. But if it is purged, it is a fire sparkling in the eyes of lovers. If it is vexed, it is a sea nourished by the tears of the lovers. What else is love? It is a most discreet madness. It is a choking gall and a persevering sweetness. So all lovers, I mean all great poets, have expressed love. And one of the images or imagery of love is fire. عشق آن شعله است. عشق آن شعله است که چون برفروخت هر چه جز معشوق باقی جمله سوخت. Love is a flame that burns everything but the beloved. So nothing remains. Or as Victor Hugo says, the reduction of the universe into a single being. You reduce, when you are in love, you reduce all being into one single being. An expansion of that single being, even to God, that is love. So در ازل پرتو حسن از تجلی دم زد, عشق پیدا شد و آتش به همه عالم زد. Now what is the rituals of love? What are the jurisprudence for everything which we have in other religions? There is something very similar but totally different in the religion of love. For example, a wonderful Tawbah has a variety of meanings, means repentance, and but here means pledging, breaking one's pledge with God. But in all religions, you are recommended to have tawbah, to convert, to return to God, and to strengthen your pact with God. But in the words of Hafiz and Sa'di and Rumi, they say tawbah is the most deadly sin. The most deadly sin. زهی گناه که کفر است توبه کردن از او. Love is a sin that if you make توبه, then it is heresy. You have to keep to your revelry and to your intoxication. Let me give some commentary on this word توبه. You know, Hafiz is very complicated. Hafiz and Sa'di are very complicated in their expressions. Every now and then, they completely change the imagery. They say the religion of love, and then they say kufr. They use the word kufr for love. گفتم که کفر زلفت گمراه عالمم کرد. I said that the darkness and heresy of your hair misled me and misguided me. And I am astray in the world. I don't know where to go. He said, if you come to know, this very hair will lead you back to me. Because this zulf or hair is multiplicity. Infinite multiplicity of the world is the hair. But if you look into this multiplicity, you will find back God. Because they are all related to the hair. There are thousands and thousands of pieces, but they all come back to the same. So from multiplicity, there is a way to unity. This is the most important journey, the journey from multiplicity to unity. Actually, Quran is a book that has the alchemy to change multiplicity into unity. He says, well, look at the sky, look at the birds, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at everything. And then these are just signs and addresses towards God. You have to go this way. Beauty is not a place where you stand and look. Beauty is the address. You have to turn right, turn left, you have to go this way until you come to your beloved. What is Tawbah? گوی خلق بدانند که ما توبه شکستیم. Men are captives in the hand of demons, the demon of self. And whenever they have a step towards love, then quickly they come back, because it is very difficult to go the way of love. So tawbah means to return to the nafs. In Persian literature, when they say tawbah is no good, because you shouldn't return to the captivity in the grasp of the demons. Robert Browning says, men are captive by demons, but if a single man suddenly outrages and comes out and say, well, I'm no longer going to be your captives, then all the angels would come to the doors of heaven and say, well, look, a man is coming towards us. He is leaving. This is going to the road of love. But if you return again to the demons, that is called Tawbah. So Tawbah is returning to secularity, to your selfish desires, to your daily superficial life. And that is why Hafiz has a wonderful poem, اساس توبه که در محکمی چو سنگ نمود. My توبه, I had made the توبه not to come to love again, because there were so many, they throw stones, they hit you by arrows. So I had made a very strong, like a stone, a very strong tawbah, like a stone. But just look the wonder that a glass of wine broke. That's a stone. That's a stone and hard توبه. So اساس توبه که در محکمی چو سنگ نمود، ببین که جام زجاجی چطور فرش بشکست. So the only thing they never break is the pact they have with God. They have a covenant with God. That is not to be broken. But they have to break everything else. عهد و پیمان فلک را نیست چندان اعتبار. You cannot depend on the pacts you may conclude or contract with Mephistopheles. You cannot depend on it because it would come to of no use. عهد با پیمانه بندم، شرط با ساغر کنم. It is better that I conclude my pact, my covenant with a cup of wine. This wine is actually the way of love. There are two other words, madness. You know, they sometimes express love as madness. It's the most discreet madness. Rumi says, من سر هر ماه سه روز ای سنم بیگمان باید که دیوانه شوم. You know, in the past they believed that men had their own periods for 3 days, and in the beginning of every month they were mad. So don't trouble them. See, they recommended ladies to not to trouble men for the 3 days of the first days of the month. But Rumi says, since my moon or month, my moon is sitting before me, so I am always mad, not for only for 3 days. هر که او اندر غم شاهی بود دم به دم او را سر ماهی بود. So every day is the first day of the moon of the month, so I am mad. So this madness actually is the way of love, because other people would call you mad. Don't tell anyone this. Emily Dickinson says, I am nobody, who are you? If you are nobody like me, then we are two. Don't tell anyone. They would banish us. They would banish you if they know that you are a lover, if they know that you are different. So much madness is sheer sense, Emily Dickinson says, and much sense is sheer madness. So this madness of love, Shakespeare also says, the lunatic, the poet, and the lover, they are united together. The lover, the poetic, the lunatic, and the lover, the poet. So this is wine of love. I don't want to say that Hafez never drank any wine of grapes. I don't mean that. But the wine to which they are calling everybody, and they are recommending constantly that you have to drink wine. If you don't drink wine, you will achieve nothing, you will lose your life. And Ibn al-Fariz Misri, he says, عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ فَلْيَبْكِ مَنْ زَاعَ عُمْرُهُ وَفِي سَكْرَةٍ مِنْهَا. This is, you know, Ibn al-Fariz is speaking of the wine of love. وَفِي سَكْرَةٍ مِنْهَا وَلَوْ عُمْرَ سَاعَةٍ. If you are intoxicated with this wine, even for a single moment in your life, then the whole world would follow you, would be obedient to you, and the firmament and the time and the fortune, they are all in your service. This is what also Hafez has been inspired by Ibn al-Fariz. That's Gedai Meikadam. I'm poor man in the street of the tavern. But leak وقت مستی بین. But when I become intoxicated, که حکم بر فلک و که ناز بر فلک و حکم بر ستاره کنم. When I'm intoxicated, then I am a ruler. I'm not ruled by the stars. I'm a ruler over the stars. So, على عمره فلیب که من زاع عمره. You have to weep upon your own life if you live. If you die, not in sakratin minha. not intoxicated by this wine. Hafiz says, زان پیشتر که عالم فانی شود خراب، ما را ز جام باده گلگون خراب کن. او ساقی، ساقی means anybody who would give you that nectar of grace, or even God is called ساقی. ساقی is the first ساقی is God, because he serves out the wine of love around, the wine of grace around. So he says, زان پیشتر که عالم فانی شود خراب. Before we leave this mortal world, before we shuffle off this mortal coil, زان پیشتر که عالم فانی شود خراب، ما را make us intoxicated totally before our life comes to an end. So it means again that if you do not experience love, then you have lost all your life. Just as you know the story of the man who embarked a ship, a grammarian, and he was a self-conceited person and said, well, he turned to the captain and said, have you ever studied grammar and sarf and naf? And said, no, I never learned it. And said, okay, he became broken-hearted, but he didn't say anything at the time. But later, the sea was stormy and the ship was about to sink. So the captain turned to the grammarian and said, have you ever learned to swim, how to swim? He said, no, I never learned. Then all your life is gone for naught, not half of your life. زنکی کشتی غرق این گرداب هست. So love is everything. It is not just a part of your life. It is at the heart of your life. Whatever it unifies all your life, it integrates a man. Because without love, you are torn to pieces. Most of the mental illnesses come because of being torn to pieces. You are not united. That is why we call it parishani. We call it parishi, ravan parishi. When your soul becomes distracted and becomes torn to pieces. So in love, you are integrated. Whatever you do is for just one purpose. There are not two things of spiritual and secular. The difference between secular and spiritual vanishes completely. Because when you are a lover, whatever you do is for love. Then if you make love with your husband, with your beloved, if you are making revelry, if you are traveling, if you are going, if you are coming, if whatever you are doing, there is no sin for a lover. Kafar ishq sanam gunah nadarat. When you devote yourself to love, then there is no other sin. Whatever you do is right. Rumi says a lover, even if he is doubtful, he speaks of whether God is or not, you have a feeling of a positive feeling of his doubts. If he speaks of fiqh, fiqh is the most dry of all the teachings of the Galbehuyat fiqh faqrayat hame. A lover, if he teaches fiqh, then it would be all Sufism and mysticism. So in love, everything is integrated. You know Dante, in the last part of Paradise, he says that I saw with my own eyes that the scattered leaves of the book of the world were united together and bound together with a beautiful binding, gold binding, and was written on it a book of love. So the book of love is scattered. You unite it all together and make your life a book of love, and leave after your life a book of love for others, other lovers who are coming to this world. So I am actually clashing with so many different subjects that I have chosen from Hafiz, but I think that time is over, and if there is any time, I don't think there is, we can have a few questions. But I hope that people of the world would be invited all to this religion of love, which is at home with all religions. You can be a Muslim and follow the religion of love. You can be a Christian and follow the religion of love. Because the religion of love is the gist and the soul of all religions. So you don't lose anything in coming to the religion of love, except that you become acquainted with lovers and the address of paradise. Somebody asked me, what is the address of paradise in the Quran? I said, there is a verse actually which gives you exactly where you have to go. Because in the religion of love, nothing is left for the next world. Behesht is naqd. من که امروزم بهشت نقد حاصل می شود. My paradise is cash in my hand. So I am not waiting for the ascetics' promises, doubtful promises. So everything is cash. All the stories of the prophets is cash. Joseph is you. Jesus is you. You are born in Baitul Lam, which is the house of flesh. Everything is related to you. Whatever you read in all religions, it is not history any longer. It is about you. You are the Jesus. You are the Joseph, as beautiful as Joseph. You are the Abraham. If they throw you in fire of the world, it turns into Golestan, it turns into a flower garden. So I hope that the humanity would find this way of revelry and joy and happiness, because a lover is always happy because he is doing something for his beloved, and there is no joy better than that. Thank you.